is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. Welcome to Healthy by Nature. If you've been following the Olympics, we have certainly had several lessons, one of which is about time zones. You find yourself staying up late because you're trying to watch the catching up of what's been going on all day. The evening news, especially NBC, because they've taken a lot of flack for delaying and whatever the important matches are for the day, and so cause all kinds of confusion on social media, people wanting to talk about it. So now they have these disclaimers. They say, okay, avert your eyes, cover your ears, and we're going to tell you what happened, but we're not going to actually play it until later. So it's all kind of silliness, but apparently people are so interested in it, it's causing problems at work because they're paying more attention to that than their work. They're clogging up the internet systems by everybody streaming the events. But the other thing is in health, my goodness, you look at these gymnasts and the swimmers and the athletes, the runners of all stripes, and we're reminded of what the benefits are of exercise and what we lose over time. Just that balance beam. I mean, look at the balance beam. I would be freaked out if somebody asked me to walk from one end to the other. It's very narrow, so you become very conscious of what your balance is like. These folks, except maybe, I don't know, in shot put or the, I don't know if they have, I know they have wrestling, I don't know if they have a sumo wrestling type event, but for the most part, they have zero body fat. It's incredible the number of calories they burn. I imagine many of you probably heard this, but I had to just go over it because it's a nutritional miracle. This is what Michael Phelps, the world's record holder for the number of medals, 21 medals, swimming, he's got it, even coming back after being off. Here's what he starts with for breakfast. 3 sandwiches of fried eggs, cheese, lettuce, tomato, fried onions, and mayonnaise, 1 omelet, a bowl of grits, 3 slices of French toast with powdered sugar, and then washed down with 3 chocolate chip pancakes. When he was struggling at the beginning of the Olympics, I said, man, I think maybe he needs to leave off the chocolate chip pancakes. I hope he's taking a multivitamin or something, because although there's a ton of carbohydrate and a bunch of protein there, you know, not as many vitamins and minerals. But then he started winning again, and I guess maybe we all should start eating chocolate chip pancakes. I don't know what to tell you. When I think about London, I had the opportunity to be there for about 2 days, but the first day I spent sick as a dog because I insisted on riding the hovercraft from France to Great Britain. And they were unsure if they should even go that day because it was 8-foot swells, and so it was bam, bam, bam all the way over there. And I was looking for the little white bag and that apple and the bag of cookies that had been my lunch. Well, I didn't hang on to it very long. Stay with us. We've got a fun show coming up. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Straight Talk with our special guest, Count Dracula. Count, what's up with your dislike of garlic? Don't you know it's vital to overall health?
Darling, I worry about the bad breath.
Not with Kyolic-aged garlic extract. It's tasteless and odorless. It enhances your immune system and improves circulation. It's great for your heart, too.
Kyolic helps my heart? How?
Recent UCLA medical research demonstrates that Kyolic supports healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels, while also slowing plaque formation in the arteries.
I am centuries old, but I could always use a few more wonderful years.
The secret's out to living longer and healthier. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, K-Y-O-L-I-C.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
If you're like most Americans, you watch what you put in your mouth every day. In addition to making healthy food choices, try taking a closer look at the ingredients in common dietary supplements. Did you know that most tablets require lots of binders and fillers just to hold them together? Who wants to eat ingredients like magnesium stearate, methylparaben, triethyl citrate, silicone dioxide, and talcum powder? Try a soft-molded microlingual vitamin instead. Superior Source microlingual tablets are only a fraction of the size of conventional tablets and use only a small amount of natural acacia gum to hold them together. Superior Source microlingual tablets include a wide range of vitamins and herbal formulas to support your health in every way. Microlingual tablets dissolve immediately, sending nutrition directly into your body. Why put anything else in your mouth? To receive a free 60-day supply of No-Shot B12, you pay only $4.95 shipping and handling. Go to freenoshotb12.com.
This is Healthy by Nature, radio's best spot to learn more about health and vitality. Now here's your host, certified clinical nutritionist Marty Whittakin.
Good morning. So happy to have you with us today on Healthy by Nature. Our phone number here, I'm going to give out in a minute. You can feel free to call in and be a part of the program. We're going to have two guests, theoretically. We'll see. One of them is not answering the phone at the moment, but we're going to try to juggle the schedule around and talk to Susie Cohen will be with us here shortly. She's a favorite guest on this show. She's a pharmacist. She's called America's pharmacist because people really trust her. She's the author of a book that I want to talk about today, Drug Muggers. She's also written a new book on diabetes without drugs. She's very much in favor of starting with a natural approach and then getting to the heavy artillery when it's needed. So we'll have her on here real shortly. And I had to preface this by saying I've been a little wound up. Those of you who take the newsletter know this. I got very wound up because there was an article in Consumer Reports magazine. It was a cover story. It was the president's. Is she okay now? Okay, good. This article just was full of scare tactics about supplements. Oh my, be careful of supplements. They'll kill you. And it was really a lot of ridiculousness. And so I've spent some time this week looking over what they've said, what's truthful and what's not truthful. And what bugs me about this is Consumer Reports magazine does a wonderful job with cars, with appliances, and even with foods. They go after bad labeling and so on. But they have a big blind spot when it comes to supplements because they use an altogether different approach. They just talk to authorities, and the authorities that are on their Rolodex are ones that have a bias against supplements. So the bent is always not, here's how you can properly use supplements to benefit your health. It's always trying to scare people away. So Susie Cohen graciously agreed to come on first this morning, and sorry we had to wake up a little early this morning, Susie, but thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Nothing irritates me more than what's happening with the Consumer Reports article. Really, I mean, it's just absolutely frightening to see an atrocity like this, where I see a respected journal such as this that's so widespread and so entrenched in the minds of consumers as being an authoritative journal, and have it parrot the frightening notion that only proven medications are safe for people. And honestly, I think the public is on to this sort of scare tactic.
Well, I have the feeling that the people that listen to this show regularly kind of just roll their eyes, but they are surrounded by people who don't want to bother, never got the message, really don't understand. And so partly I just want to help arm them against critics in their lives. And I run into people who are, they just don't have the courage of their convictions. They need to, us to kind of help them. I really don't know where to start, but I thought we'd start with your Drug Muggers book, because I think if people understood the relationship between the medications and nutrients going both directions, that maybe that would help them have a context for the whole thing. In a newsletter this week, I did a piece on why there is this flap. I mean, it was just what are the fundamental differences in the way we look at things that cause this problem. But let's be a little more specific here and talk about drugs versus nutrients. You're the expert. You have a whole book on it. As a pharmacist, you studied it. You are trained. You know the pluses and minuses of both. Just give us some background.
Mm-hmm. Well, sure. Well, first of all, the article said that more than half of Americans, adults, take vitamins, minerals, herbs, or other nutritional supplements. I think it's probably more than that. And I think it's a good idea as long as you're taking high-quality products. Now, the premise of my book is, it's called Drug Muggers. People don't always understand that, but what I mean by that is that a drug or lifestyle choice or a beverage or food is mugging some vital nutrient from you and can lead to a potentially devastating disease or other chronic condition. So Drug Muggers is your side effect solution. I consider it that because it helps one to avoid or reverse unpleasant, uncomfortable, or unexplained side effects. So basically what we're trying to do is put back what medications stole. And in the book, Drug Muggers, I cover thousands of medications, and I help people understand that, for example, if they are taking a cholesterol reducer, I help them understand why their muscles may be hurting or why they may becoming forgetful. It could be the result of a deficiency. The drug mugging effect of that statin drug could lead to some problems in the brain and in the liver, such as forgetfulness, such as elevated enzymes, and in the muscles it could lead to muscle cramps and muscle pain. When you marry your medicine with the correct nutrient, it's awesome because then you get to mitigate some of those unpleasant, uncomfortable side effects. And that's why I say Drug Muggers is your side effect solution. But as it pertains to our article in Consumer Reports, I really want people to understand that more than 100,000 people die every single year from correctly taking their properly prescribed medications. Okay?
In the hospital, given by staff who know what they're doing.
Right, and these statistics grossly underestimate the problem because the study was done by conventional physicians with no training in molecular biochemistry of healing and no training or understanding of environmental medicine. So we're talking about just a stat, and you see these scary headlines and things like, in the past we've seen vitamin E, it hastens your death from a heart attack. Really? They can conclude that from a study that uses the wrong form of vitamin E, a form that offers no protection whatsoever, and they use synthetic analogs? Don't these supposedly brilliant researchers know that there's 8 parts to vitamin E, not just one synthetic part created in a lab? It's the tocotrienols and the gamma-tocopherol that turn off growth of cancer cells in the breast and prostate, not the tocopherols. And then they come out here and they say, oh, these vitamins are useless or they're dangerous. Really? Because if they had any sense whatsoever in molecular biochemistry, we would not see frightening headlines such as this. It's an atrocity.
Well, that's vitamin E is an excellent example, and that's one that, when I finish writing my letter to the president of Consumer Reports, I'm going to say, instead of throwing this big, ugly net over the whole of dietary supplements, why don't you take one and really do a scholarly, good journalistic job and talk to a wide variety of experts about that? Let's take one and get it straight, because you're exactly right. If somebody is taking a synthetic D L-alpha tocopherol. And if you bought your vitamins at a big box store or a discount store, there's a good chance that's what you got. If it's one you saw advertised on TV, probably that's what you got.
Right.
If you're taking that, that occupies a lot of the, and I know you'll correct me if I don't have this right, but it seems to me it occupies the all of the pathways for absorbing, transporting, using the real thing. And so you can actually create a deficiency of what you need by taking something artificial.
Right, because you tilt the body in the wrong direction. You know, they think they're doing a good job at this. I'm sure the writers are very proud of themselves, but I just have to wonder, how good a job are they doing at protecting people from vitamins when magnesium deficiency is the leading cause of cardiac arrest, regardless of what your cholesterol levels are? So when I see headlines like this, my blood starts to boil. I mean, how many? It's not that I'm saying drugs are bad either, because I'm a pharmacist. I wear my white coat with pride. I just expect magazines like this to have some responsibility
and some balance in the reporting. I tend to lean real heavily on the side of use supplements and nutrition and lifestyle and exercise first. Save the drugs for when it's an emergency, because there are very few of us voices out there saying that, and just a ton of money behind telling you that your problems are due to drug deficiencies. When we come back, we're going to talk about how they're always talking about, ooh, nutrients are going to interfere with drugs. There's some truth to that, but it's overblown. We're at 800-281-TALK, 800-281-8255. Be right back with Susie Cohen.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Do you like twofers? You know, getting two things done at once? Well, how about detoxifying your body while you sleep? Detoxifying obviously supports overall health. Our cells can just function better when they aren't being poisoned by chemicals we've accumulated. Our detox deodorant works while you sleep. It gently pulls toxins through the underarm, but can also be used on the bottoms of the feet. Because our bodies hold on to fat cells as a storage place for toxins, detoxifying can make them unnecessary. Introducing Tummy Shrinker Nighttime Detox, an all-natural herbal cream that works on the same general herbal principles as the detox deodorant. In spite of diets and exercise, often the waistline is the last place to slim down, so that is the place to apply the cream. Wouldn't it be nice to dream away that muffin top and earn health improvements too? Visit TummyShrinker.com or call 866-999-3006. TummyShrinker.com or 866-999-3006.
No two people have the same fingerprint or the same chemistry. That's why Dr. Constantine Cassanis doesn't use cookie-cutter treatments. He really listens to you, and with advanced techniques determines your unique physical and biochemical makeup. He wants to do more than suppress symptoms. His integrative approach blends the best of traditional and complementary medicine to create a safe, effective plan to solve the underlying problem. Dr. Cassanis has completed original research as a published author and now teaches his successful techniques to other doctors. For 19 years, he has used complementary medicine to treat autism,
chronic fatigue, and other puzzling conditions. For 10 years, he's had remarkable success with cancer. A whole support team guides you, coordinates with your other practitioners, and for remote patients, even helps with hotel recommendations and obtaining free flights within the U.S. Go to the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com and follow the Katsanis Institute link or call 888-804-3950.
Once again, here's certified clinical nutritionist Marty Wedekind.
Welcome back to Healthy by Nature. Susie Cohen is a pharmacist. She's the author of Drug Muggers, which is what we're talking about mostly today, but she also has a book, Diabetes Without Drugs, and a new one, Understanding Pancreatitis and Pancreatic Cancer. We'll have to have her back on and talk about that at some point, too. You can be a part of the show. Call 800-281-8255. Well, Susie, to further put this in perspective, I think it would be useful to talk about what is the difference in the mechanism in general. I mean, there are certainly differences. Like, there are some medications that are by prescription, but they're really supplemental, such as somebody who is low, a diabetic that doesn't make insulin, they need a supplement of insulin. That's something the body knows what to do with. Thyroid, if your thyroid gland has been removed or is inactive or underactive, you need more thyroid, so you put some in. But barring those, all of the medications, basically, how do they work? They do something to a pathway, so something else happens. How does that contrast with how nutrients work?
Mm-hmm. Sure, that's a good question. Well, first of all, the one thing that I really want people to understand is that nutrients are just there to support health. They're not there to, they're not there to prevent disease. I mean, that's not the point of them. The way we take a medicine is
the body prevents disease. We're just there to make sure that it has what it needs to work with.
Right, exactly. Whereas a medication targets a specific pathway or it helps to spark production of a particular hormone or it gets involved in a pathway and it helps stop the production of something like a cytokine or a pain-causing chemical. So the thing is people assume that because they're taking a drug for one symptom that it doesn't have a widespread effect on the body. But it does. The side effects are almost always systemic, which means full body. And one of the things that I was taken aback by in this Consumer Reports article was that they talked about there being 115 deaths, and they showed a picture of the man, of the physician. I believe it was Peter Cohen.
Yes, he's a cardiologist.
A picture of him. And let's see, they said there was a caption underneath it that it says exactly a patient who had a heart attack while on supplements was beneath a picture of a medical doctor. And I just laughed out loud because a patient who had a heart attack while on supplements. Really? Because I bet a lot of doctors have patients that get heart attacks while they're on supplements.
If half of the country is on supplements now, they're probably the majority of people are doing something. I mean, they had a 5-hour energy drink on the way to the gym or something.
Right. It doesn't show any kind of cause and effect. How do we know the patient wasn't taking a drug for heart rhythm or blood pressure, which could affect the heart? I mean, those are known to increase your risk for cardiac irregularities.
Or they were low in magnesium.
Or statins, they impair CoQ10, and a deficiency in that particular antioxidant can have effects on the heart. Stents that are put in, there are some studies that suggest an increased risk for heart attack later on. I just think it's silly to show pictures of trusted professionals with captions such as that when we cannot assign higher mortality rates to supplementation. It's absolutely ludicrous. It's the equivalent of saying that, for example, it's the equivalent of saying that people who get admitted to the hospital pass away. Do we therefore conclude that hospitalizations continue and contribute to a higher death rate? Really? You can't say that.
Yeah, then along those lines, I say, you know, fire trucks usually seen at the sign of a fire, at the site of a fire, but we can't assume that they started the fire.
Totally. And then they said, like I said, 115 people died over a five-year period from 2007 to 2012. Do you know 100 people a day die from drug overdose? And most of those are preventable deaths.
Wow.
It's unbelievable to me.
I have seen as an article people can hunt for. It's linked on my website somewhere under the practice of medicine. It's called Death by Medicine. And they take that one study that we talked about that's the drugs, the 100,000, 106,000 deaths a year from medications given as prescribed in the hospital by somebody that knew what they were doing. And then they add some of the other causes, and there certainly is who is keeping track of the ones that have the same kind of reactions outside of the hospital, which is a lot more people. It's hundreds of thousands of people, and I have to address that 115. Those and the partner thing with that is 6,000. Oh, 6,000 adverse event reports.
6,300 reports.
6,300.
That's about 315 a day, I think, over the
course
of 5 years.
If you take it by company, it's about one per year per manufacturer. That's also over a five-year period. And I talked to a manufacturer that makes aloe vera products, are one of our sponsors, and I said, tell me about these. And he said, oh, yeah, we get the calls, and if anybody calls about anything, we have to report it. He said, I can't tell you how silly some of these calls are, and he is a wild kind of cartoonish example, but he said, they'll call in and they'll say, oh, I drank your aloe vera juice and I turned green. And he says, oh, really? You know, well, what else have you been doing? And you know, they'll list, you know, two or three things. And then they'll say, and then every day I drink 8 ounces of green dye. Oh, do you think maybe that's what's causing it? And yet they still have to report that, and that gets counted in the 6,300. And I asked the guy, quoted in the article, I talked to him, I know him, I met him again in Las Vegas at a conference, and I said, Dr. Fabricant, you know, these reported deaths and these things that are associated, somebody is taking a supplement while they have a problem, does the FDA do any spade work to go back and see if that actually was a causal connection? And he looked very embarrassed, changed the subject, and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
So, I
wow.
mean, you're exactly right. These are coincidental, and the
right.
biggest report is choking. So shouldn't people, I mean, maybe we need to ban almonds and Brussels sprouts and apples and anything else that somebody could conceivably choke on.
Right, and fish bones. No, I know that. I spent a lot of time dissecting this study, and one of the things that got me was the fact that they kept parroting some of the studies that I had seen in the past, like how bad beta-carotene was for people and how it increased the risk for death, and vitamin E. And all I could think of is they get these bad results because, A, a lot of times they're skewing studies. B, they're using the wrong form of the supplement. Gamma tocopherol is known to protect the heart. Alpha is not. Synthetic forms are not. And then this, most of the sensationalized studies you hear about are not even clinical trials with the placebo arm. They're what we call in my world a survey study or an observational study. And any conclusions that you draw from these types of studies are very limited. Again, you cannot determine cause and effect. Using my example about the hospital, you can't draw conclusions from observations. You just can't. My observation is people get admitted to the hospital sometimes and they pass away. Should we therefore conclude that hospitalizations contribute to a higher death rate? Well, there's no connection whatsoever.
They were sick when they got there, and that certainly is a factor. We're going to come right back with Susie Cohen. We can take your calls, 800-281-8255. Susie is a pharmacist, the author of Drug Muggers. I'm Marty Whittakin. This is Healthy by Nature.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and to install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through RadioMarty.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code MARTY. That's M-A-R-T-I-E. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them Marty sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Summer fun. Beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in three affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Pain pill sales have soared in the United States, fueling record addictions. This is a recent national headline confirming what we already knew, as we have witnessed celebrities, personal friends, and family members suffer through addiction to pain pills. Apparently, no one told them or their doctors that they can get pain relief naturally without drugs. A remarkable handheld device from Avazia relieves pain in just minutes and lasts up to 12 hours or longer. It relieves pain naturally by gently stimulating the body's natural resources for resolving pain, not just masking it. This technology is new, convenient, safe, effective, and cleared by the FDA for pain. Now you can own your own Avazia device that uses the same principles as Avazia devices used by doctors and other medical professionals.
For more information or to attend the next seminar, call 1-855-282-9942. That's 1-855-282-9942. Or online at avazia.com. That's A-V-A-Z-Z-I-A.com. Device requires prescription. Designed, made, and distributed in Dallas, Texas.
This portion of Healthy by Nature is brought to you by Real Food Grocery on the web at realfoodgrocery.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Whittakin.
Welcome back to Healthy by Nature. I am tickled to death that we actually get to have Susie Cohen, much to her surprise, for the entire hour because we have got so much to talk about. Susie Cohen's a pharmacist. You can learn a lot more about her and her books by going to dearpharmacist.com. She has a newsletter. She's been on the Dr. Oz Show, The Doctors, The View, Doug Kaufman, Good Morning America, and now, of course, the pinnacle of her career. She's on Healthy by Nature today. I'm just kidding.
I love you, Marty. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Oh, we have a lot of fun, and I'm just such a fan of what you do. When we went to the break, we were talking about the studies, which is one of the things I said in my newsletter this week. They have a selective perception. They only look at the studies that fit in with their worldview, which is that drugs are the answer to everything and nutrients are a nuisance. And they will take one study that flies in the face of dozens of positive studies. They will take the one negative study. And you were talking about vitamin E. You mentioned beta-carotene. I'd like to get back to that. But I think a classic example is there was a wonderful study done on a type of selenium for prevention of cancers in general, but specifically prostate cancers. And they said, oh, that's really interesting. Let's duplicate that study and use a totally different kind of selenium that doesn't have any track record of being beneficial like that, and then come back and say, oh, you know what, just doesn't work, might make matters worse. And I want to get to beta-carotene, but we've got a caller. Let me talk to Margina in Dallas, Texas. Good morning, Margina.
Hello, Marty, and I'm so glad you have Susie on today because I've read her books. My question is, when picking out the best supplements, we read the other ingredients, and I know that there are some other ingredients that we're supposed to stay away from, the fillers, the colors, and stearate, magnesium stearate, and a lot of the others. Well, what direction would you gals give us as we pick out our supplements so that we can get the best? I know the natural is better than the other, but it's so difficult to find a supplement that does not have some of the stearate acid and other ingredients that are not the best. So I can hang up and let you gals address that, if you don't mind.
All right, Margina, thanks so much for your call. Susie?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. That's a great question. I would hear from my fans, so that was very sweet to actually meet her. Her question is great, and it raises a lot of questions about actually what is out there. And really, it just depends on where you're shopping. So if you're shopping at your pharmacy, which many Americans do, they go to the pharmacy to pick up their vitamins, and they get that with their medications, with their prescriptions in one fell swoop. So if you're in the pharmacy, I would look for brands that have the USP label on them. Nature Made is a good choice for them. Now, there are other people that you can't get some of these people into the health food store. But if you have them in the health food store, then at that point, I think there are some other options for people that do nurture the more chemically sensitive folks, and they are free of things like mag stearate. Pharmaceutical-grade supplements, physician-formulated ones like Thorne Research, Zymogen, Metagenics, Biotics, Pure Essentials. These are some big names in the industry that cater to people with multiple chemical sensitivities or for people that just want a higher quality product. One quick thing you can do on your multivitamin, flip the label over, and you can see if the ingredients are relatively inexpensive. One quick thing you can do is you can look to see what form of calcium is in it. Calcium carbonate is a less expensive form of calcium citrate. It will help certain things, but it's not going to help with osteoporosis. You can also look at the minerals. Most of the world, the multivitamin world uses cheap unchelated minerals, which can actually promote memory problems like Alzheimer's as one example, whereas these same minerals, when they're found in a chelated form, are crucial and helpful at preventing Alzheimer's. So these are just quick little things that one can do to see what kind of supplement they have.
The first thing I look at when somebody hands me a product that I haven't seen before, because there are degrees of awfulness. I mean, there are things that are like, well, it'd be better if it didn't. First thing I look at is if it has synthetic vitamin E in it, if it has DL, and the L is the operative thing here, DL alpha tocopherol, then I know this is not something that I want to look at any further. And
right. They haven't gone to the effort of putting a natural vitamin E.
You can count on everything else being cheap.
Right, and the same thing with vitamin B12. You'll see cyanocobalamin quite frequently versus methylcobalamin, which is the natural form. Now, people will say, well, should I throw it out? Now, I can't get in the middle of that for you, but you're not going to find these supplements with those kinds of names in my house, but that's That's because if I'm going to spend money for a nutrient, I want to get the most bioidentical form, the form that my body understands. It's the same reason I don't have artificial sweeteners in my house, because my body doesn't understand that. It understands honey and natural muscovado sugar or turbinado sugar. It understands maple syrup. It understands things that happen naturally in nature. It doesn't understand synthetic things created in a lab. Now, that said, vitamins can absolutely be synthetic, because by definition, a vitamin does not have to come from nature. So what we're talking about is one form versus another.
I have an article called What You Need to Know About Supplements. It's on RadioMarty.com. You go to the health topics and then look under supplements in general, and then you'll find it. And I use as an example in there one of the most highly advertised vitamins on the market and why it's awful. I think, first of all, it's awful because it has such low doses of critical things that it wouldn't do much good anyway. It has them in the wrong forms. It has all kinds of synthetic ingredients added that are very worrisome, because they've got aluminum, several sources of aluminum. They're supplementing nickel, which I have never seen anybody come back with an analysis saying they needed more nickel.
A lot of people are allergic to nickel, well, and it causes eczema. So to put that in a multivitamin is crazy.
Yes, and yet you see it on TV and you think, oh, well, this must be one of the good ones.
Right,
no,
because
it's
if you can buy a multivitamin that has everything but the kitchen sink in it, people are going to be happy. But this article, I got to get back to that. Can you tell us, just it's irking me so bad. One of the things that they said, one of their headlines was that no supplements are proven to cure major diseases.
Okay, let's pick up on that when we come back. That music means we're having a break, but that's a perfect point. Yes, we need to come back to that. And my guest is Susie Cohen. She's at DearPharmacist.com. You can sign up for her newsletter. There will be links to her books. I think we already had one in this week's newsletter. There will be one in next week's newsletter. So we'll come back. We'll talk about that. And I do want to circle back to the beta carotene, because that's one of those reasons that we can't get to the proof they want, is they keep using the wrong stuff. This is Healthy by Nature. I'm Marty Whittakin.
Many factors contribute to how fast we age, including our genes, hormone levels, diet and exercise patterns, as well as alcohol and tobacco use. One other very important factor is hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is abundant at birth, but it fades as we age. Hyaluronic acid is an important hydrating agent for tissue and is found in your joint synovial fluid, the eye's vitreous fluid, and your skin. It's an antioxidant that may also help protect the skin from the detrimental effects of excessive exposure to sunlight. Best hyaluronic acid from Doctor's Best is a highly bioavailable source of type 2 collagen, hyaluronic acid, and chondroitin sulfate, all of which are essential to maintain skin suppleness and elasticity. So if you're interested in starting a long-term skin health regimen, remember to ask for the best. Best hyaluronic acid from Doctor's Best, because you deserve it.
Summer fun, beach, pool, boating, golf, gardening, scratches, dry skin, chapped lips, sunburn, not much fun, unless you're prepared with Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly and Lip Balm. We all know that the aloe vera plant soothes painful burns, moisturizes, and helps skin heal quickly. In fact, aloe products are everywhere, even in the gift shop of any vacation spot. But you just can't tell by looking that most of them contain very little aloe, or that processing has removed the healing elements from the leaves. Insist on Lily of the Desert brand. It's 99% organic aloe. The constituents that give the leaf its magical reputation have been protected and enhanced. Lily of the Desert Aloe Vera Jelly also contains vitamins for a healthy skin and comes in 3 affordable sizes. Most natural food stores nationwide carry the jelly and lip balm. Buy them now for first aid at home, and for goodness sake, don't go on vacation without it, or you may get stuck with that other stuff from the gift shop. Join Lily of the Desert on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Marty Wittekin. As a certified clinical nutritionist and author, I'm often asked for advice about supplements, but folks seem to think that their only choice for balancing hormones is a drug or just suffering. There is a better choice. The body makes many important hormones from DHEA. By supplementing it, the body can decide how much of which hormones to boost. Starting at age 35, men and women lose DHEA. DHEA pills are degraded by the liver, so a cream is much more effective. The best I've found is Twist 25 in a convenient pump. Apply it to your skin morning and night, and you may notice better sleep, more energy, a leaner feel, and younger looking skin. Use Twist 25 cream and regain the younger you. Give the coupon code HEALTHY and save 10% even with quantity discounts. Call now for free shipping. 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782.
You can learn more about today's show by going to RadioMarty.com. Once again, here's your host, Marty Wittekin.
Pharmacist and prolific author Susie Cohen. More about her at DearPharmacist.com. Sign up for her newsletter. She's the author of Drug Muggers. Today we're taking on Consumer Reports, a magazine that we have depended on at our house for decades to help us make good choices in the marketplace. The one blind spot they have is in the area of dietary supplements. You might be asking what you can do. Here's a suggestion, because I know people just never get around to taking the time to actually write a letter. If you're on Facebook, go to the Consumer Reports Facebook page and express a desire for them to do more balanced coverage in that area and stop relying on experts who have a bias, even if they are with a government agency. That could be a whole nother program. Susie, we wanted to talk about the idea of nutrients not being proven to prevent or treat any disease. Would you like to have a first crack at that? I have a couple of thoughts.
Yeah, sure. You know, the Consumer Reports article headlined that none are proven to cure major diseases. Well, first of all, vitamins and minerals are not intended to cure major diseases. They're not used to prevent them. They're only useful to help prevent nutritional gaps, first. Second, what about the fact that our body runs on healthy status of vitamins and minerals and nutrients, micronutrients, and trace
omega-3 fats.
When you get a disease, it's not because you suddenly became deficient in your Zoloft. Depression or anxiety can result from an imbalance in various different neurotransmitters, and the production of these hormones are catalyzed by vitamins and nutrients. So, and then finally, what drug company is going to spend millions of dollars to prove the benefit of a plant? When they say that none of these herbal treatments are proven to cure major diseases, they'll never be proven in the sense of FDA approval, because the drug companies are spending money to show excellent results from their drugs, not a plant that you can buy at the health food store that they don't make. So,
well, the patent, you're alluding here to the patentability. You can patent a chemical that's never been on the planet before, and approval should not be equated with safe. I mean, just look at, you take Celebrex or nonsteroidal anti-inflammatories. We have 16, 20,000 people a year die from that one drug. It's approved. So,
well,
I mean,
all I have to say is that we have centuries of safe usage, the advent of prescribed pharmaceuticals, and again, don't take me the wrong way, I think that they're useful. I recommend them frequently for various disorders. I mean, many people would die in a day if we couldn't get our antimicrobials and antifungals and some of our anti-seizure drugs. My point is that we have centuries of safe usage with some of the herbal, with all of the herbal treatments when they're taken properly. And you can't compare that with a bogus clinical trial that you see with some of the drugs where the data is skewed. And as far as nutrients and herbals being proven to cure major diseases, if you read the journals I do, They are. There are many of them. Just look at omega-3 fatty acids. Any study that doesn't go well for an omega-3, it's because they haven't used the correct ratio of EPA and DHA, or they haven't supplemented with GLA, gamma linoleic acid, which is depleted from the use of high-dose omega-3 fatty acids.
They don't understand balance.
They don't understand metabolism, metabolic pathways, simple biochemistry. They don't understand that for pennies a day you can give zinc to a man and it'll help protect his prostate. It's just ridiculous to see the parroting of such ridiculous.
And other countries have a different view, and other cultures, they do use botanicals or herbs to treat because they do have medicinal type properties, but they are buffered and balanced in a way they don't, if used in a sensible way, they do not create the side effects that you
right.
might expect from a chemical.
Right.
And I think it's really interesting that if you read the side effects of virtually all the medications, one of the side effects might be fatigue. And yet, if you talk to consumers about their supplement programs, one of the main benefits they say is energy. So,
right. Right. Well, it goes back to this whole thing that's saying, you know, that there's, 115 deaths over 5 years. There's about 100 per day that we know of with medications. You have to be nuts to ignore easy remedies. And this whole thing about don't take St. John's wort with Zoloft. Yeah, don't, because there's an enhanced effect. Why is that? Because good forms of St. John's wort work. Don't take ginkgo with your blood thinner. It'll interfere. Why is that? Because ginkgo works.
Actually, in Europe, they don't worry about that interaction. I think that's something I'll touch on in next week's newsletter. Well, we're coming up on a break. We've got 3 minutes or so when we come back, so if you'll hang in there with us, we'll still get back to that beta-carotene example, because that comes up again and again and again, that Finland study that with smokers, and these were smokers with lung cancer and they took beta carotene. We want to sort that out, and we'll be right back with pharmacist author Susie Cohen, author of Drug Muggers. Her website is dearpharmacist.com. You can sign up for her newsletter. You can go to radioandmarty.com, sign up for mine. The antidote to this kind of ignorance in the media is you becoming educated yourself, and both of us like to use studies to back up what we say. So stay with us. This is Healthy by Nature.
Keeping our bones strong and healthy becomes more of a challenge as we age, especially for women. This is Dr. Natalie Engelbart, scientific advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Research has proven that adding a probiotic supplement to your diet will fortify and strengthen bones, making them less likely to break. A clinical study done exclusively on Dr. O'Hara's probiotics found that women and men who took Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for at least 8 weeks had significantly increased bone density. The calcium we consume through milk and supplements is not always absorbed or used to build bone. In fact, without a healthy probiotic population in the gut, calcium can pass right through undigested. The nice thing about probiotics is that they are part of the original plan. They are supposed to be in the intestinal tract. As a doctor, I worry about depending on drugs that harden bone by slowing the normal remodeling process. But I can't think of a good reason not to have better digestion at any age.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I'm your host, Marty Whitaker. You expect us to bring you great products and services, and so we're very fussy about sponsors. When I met Mary Ellen Dorey at Natural Health Fest, I instantly took a liking to her. I liked her products as well, and when she was on the show, I learned just how knowledgeable she is. I decided she was someone I'd like to talk with more often. I'm happy to report that Dorey Aromatherapy has agreed to be a sponsor. I hope you'll consider their aromatherapy products for health, skin care, body care, and the home. In the DFW area, Mary Ellen also offers individualized aromatherapy consultations, Ayurvedic reflexology treatments, and energy balancing services. Ms. Dorey's office is centrally located in North Dallas near the Galleria. Mary Ellen will be on the show again soon to teach us more about aromatherapy. Reach her website through the sponsor page of RadioMarty.com or go to DoreyAromatherapy.com. That's D-O-R-E-Y, aromatherapy.com.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective. Even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Let's get back to Healthy by Nature with certified clinical nutritionist, Marty Whittakin.
You'll want to tune in next week because we're talking about sex. I'm talking today with Susie Cohen, a pharmacist, author of Drug Muggers. You can go to her website, dearpharmacist.com. There's a good article that was part of last week's newsletter, I think, about iodine and the thyroid gland. It's an example of if you don't have enough of a mineral, why one of your systems isn't going to work right. And that's kind of the thing we're talking about here today is the whole series, the Chicago Tribune, New York Times, Consumer Reports, parroting the critics who say, oh, you don't need supplements, and in fact, they might be harmful. They make ridiculous associations between some kind of health event and supplements. They just happen to be in the same place at the same time, like lots of people crossing the street and that get hit by cars are wearing shoes. It's probably not the shoes that caused them to be hit by the car, but, you know, if you had to report that, you'd see a pretty big list. I said I wanted to get back to the beta carotene. One last thing. When I mentioned energy being associated with supplements and then drugs with fatigue, I think it's your drug mugger's effect because these drugs interfere with the nutrients that help us operate normally. That's one reason they cause fatigue. But back to beta carotene. What was wrong with that Finland study?
And there was another study. There were at least three research trials that concluded that beta carotene could basically, you know, hurt you, and increase hasten the death of smokers who took it. So basically, the problem with that in my book is that this is a synthetic form of beta carotene. A lot of antioxidants will go pro-oxidant on you if you take enough, and synthetic forms aren't known to help anybody with their health. So the natural form of beta-carotene is what you want. When you flip the bottle over, you will see beta-carotene from D. selena. D. selena is an algae, and algae sources contain carotenoids such as beta-carotene. And on that note, I think astaxanthin is 11 times more powerful than beta-carotene. So if there's listeners out there that have vision problems or skin problems and they want a good carotenoid, I would take astaxanthin. The brand I use is Bioastin. It's 11 times more powerful than beta-carotene, and it's actually 550 times stronger than vitamin E. So it's
Susie,
a strong antioxidant.
That's great information. I'm sorry we're out of time, but I'm glad you were able to be flexible and join us for the whole
sure.
program.
If people have questions, have them come to my facebook.com/SusieCohenRPH.
Okay, and Susie's S-U-Z-Y. This has been great. We'll you'll hear more about this topic, and Susie will be back. I hope you will be, too. This
You've
is Marty
listening
Whittakin.
To Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin. To find out more, log on to RadioMarty.com. That's RadioMarty.com. And be sure to listen again next week at this same time for more of Healthy by Nature with Marty Whittakin.
Fruit of the Spirit is a highly concentrated, antioxidant-rich whole fruit puree. This great-tasting liquid supplies your body with energizing and healing nutrients equal to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables in just 1 ounce. Listen to how Fruit of the Spirit helped this user.
I have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. Most of the time when I wake up in the morning, I'm real sluggish, hard to get up, kind of ache, and I noticed after taking that about 5 or 6 days, I could just get up with a lot more ease. I could focus more. I found that my fibromyalgia pain and muscle aches were less. My energy level was higher. I love the taste of it. The thing that I liked about it most was the fact that it was not a drug. It was a natural thing that helped without having to take the medication, and I would recommend it to anybody.
If you suffer from chronic stress or pain, persistent fatigue, you should be taking Fruit of the Spirit every day. See for yourself how Fruit of the Spirit can help you. Call 1-800-793-8830. 1-800-793-8830.